Instead of choosing between Windows and Unix, MIS organizations are opting for a mix of the two operating systems. For seamless cross-platform operation, visit www.mkssoftware.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're here today with Scott Eplin, manager of Intel's Developer Network and Web Solutions. Scott is also the head of the team responsible for Intel Software College. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, John.
Scott, multi-threaded technology has been around for a long time. Why is it now rushing to the forefront of software development?
Well, you're right, John. Multi-threaded code and parallel computing has been very common in certain software segments for quite a while, especially in the high-performance computing area. But this really only applies to a small segment of programmers. The vast majority of applications are single-threaded. What's changing now, though, is that the underlying hardware for mainstream servers, desktop, and mobile PCs is moving to multi-core. In the past, processors have relied on increased clock speed for performance gains. Now Intel is putting multiple cores on a single chip for higher performance at a lower power. And this transition is happening incredibly fast. Last year, we introduced our first dual-core processors, and by the end of this year, 75% of all the processors we sell will be dual-core. This means that multi-core processors will be everywhere, and mainstream software will now have an opportunity to exploit this added performance through multi-threading.
Well, what's different about developing software for multi-core processors versus single-core processors?
Well, to fully take advantage of multiple cores, the application will need to be designed and written for concurrency. Software will need to be designed to be broken up into multiple threads that can run concurrently and thus keep the multiple cores busy. Developers will need to learn new parallel programming models, understand threading methodologies, and learn new debugging and optimization techniques. Intel Software and Solutions Group has been working with software vendors to help them enable multi-threaded code for quite a while, and as a result, we've established a pretty extensive expertise in this area, a powerful set of threading tools, training classes, and developer support resources designed to make the transition to multi-core as smooth as possible for developers. But at the same time, we also want to make sure the next generation of software developers are graduating with these new skills. So we're helping universities around the world to incorporate multi-threading courseware into their computer science curriculum.
Can you go into more details in terms of how multi-threaded programming will be integrated into the core software engineering curriculums as part of the Intel University program?
Sure. So just this week, Intel announced that we're working with 45 of the top technical universities around the world to prepare the next generation of software developers for multi-threading. As a part of this effort, we're providing them curriculum, funding, dual-core systems, threading tools, and on-site experts. The curriculum provides an introduction to Intel multi-core architecture and teaches computer science students how to achieve maximum performance on threaded, multi-core, and multi-processor systems. It also covers the importance of parallelism, threading concepts, threading methodology, and programming with threads. It includes on-site faculty trained sessions delivered by Intel Software College's multi-threading experts. We've already trained about 100 professors who are now taking this material and putting it into their fall 06 classes. We're starting with about 45 universities now, but we expect that to grow to hundreds and thousands very quickly through a train-the-trainer program.
Well, good. Is there a website that listeners can go to for more information and more background on these programs and multi-threading?
Sure. You can get lots more information on the university program and threading in general at Intel Software Network, and the URL for that is intel.com/software.
Great. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you, John.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.
Instead of choosing between Windows and Unix, MIS organizations are opting for a mix of the two operating systems. For seamless cross-platform operation, visit www.mkssoftware.com.